The only thing as reliable as daylight saving time every year is the recurring push from lawmakers in New York and around the country to make daylight saving time permanent and end the practice of most Americans setting the clocks back in the fall and moving them ahead in advance of spring. To discuss the ongoing campaign to make daylight saving time permanent, we're joined in the studio by State Senator Joe Griffo, a Central New York Republican. Welcome back to the studio, Senator.
David, it's a pleasure to be with you.
So why is this something you care about? Why not just complain about it twice a year and move on with your life like the rest of us?
Well, I think it's because the people that we interact with, for the first time, you'll see a widespread consensus, and you're seeing this nationally, actually, where people don't want to spring forward and fall back. They want to see consistency in their time. I recognize that this is all part of the Uniform Time Act, which is established by the Congress. So state by state, we can't just determine what we want to do relative to time. So that's the impetus for this. Beyond some of the studies that prove, and that's why we chose daylight savings time, Assembly Member Santa Barbara and I, because many of the studies indicate that this is preferable from a public health perspective, from an economic development perspective, from a public safety perspective. So those are the reasons. Now, population-wise, when you talk to people, they vary on that. They all don't want to spring forward and fall back. The majority, I think, prefer daylight savings time, but there are still those who think standard time is best.
Yeah, I read some research from the American Academy of Sleep Medicine, which actually argues for sticking with the clock we run on in the winter, which is known as standard time, and they argue that it makes more sense to our bodies to follow the rhythms of the sun when it comes to sleep and other activities. So what made you gravitate towards making daylight saving time permanent?
Well, we've seen beyond, I think, a majority of people that we talk to that just like this and really appreciate being under daylight savings time. There are a number of studies that were done. The National Road Safety Foundation has done studies that talks about the problems during standard time, and they support the daylight savings time movement. J.P. Morgan actually did a significant study on the economics of this keeping daylight savings time and the positive effect on local commerce when you're in daylight savings time. Also have been medical studies on the other side. I think it was Cleveland Clinic, some who've talked about how these changes become problematic from a physiological standpoint of the body, and that daylight savings time could and would work, you know, if kept the way it should be year-round, as opposed to making those changes twice a year in spring and fall.
And it seems, though, at the very least, whether you support standard time being permanent or daylight saving time permanent, there seems to be a consensus that the transition period each year that we go through is not beneficial for anyone. There's real concerns about, like you said, road safety when those changes happen. And I talk to a lot of new parents who think this time is hell because their little kids aren't necessarily adjusting to the clock the same way.
It's probably as bad as a full moon.
Yes, yes. So your legislation, if adopted, and there were changes elsewhere, would have us run on daylight savings time all year round. Are there other components to it? For example, would it only take effect if there was action at the national level? Could it be implemented, say, if there was action by our neighboring states? Or is there a benefit to us going this alone? Is that something we could even do?
No, we can't, and that's a great question. Again, as I indicated, the federal government, under the Uniform Time Act, sets what we can do and not do with time. The reason for this is to put some pressure on the feds to really take action. Last year, as you know, Senator Rubio had a bill, and the Senate actually passed this, and the House did not take it up. So that's why Assemblyman Santa Barbara and I are pushing the Congress to act on this year. And hopefully, if they do so, then we'll have that opportunity to implement this. And we're taking a regional approach. That's what's unique about our bill. Because we don't believe, you know, you should be looking at different states with a different 1 hour difference here or there. If somebody stays on standard, somebody goes to daylight savings time, if the feds allow it. As you know, right now, I think it's Hawaii and Arizona that stay on standard time.
Yeah, some territories as well, right.
Correct. And this has no impact on the time zones. It gets somewhat confusing when you keep talking about the different types of time, but the time zones will remain the same.
Well, your legislation and versions of this proposal are backed by majority members in both houses of the legislature, which is a necessity for getting things done in Albany. So why hasn't it gotten done? Is big standard time lobbying against you? Are there clockmakers that really love this current dynamic? Or is it just the status quo that's so powerful?
It may be a little bit of the status quo and the fact that, look, there are a lot of priorities here. And I recognize that. Some people say, well, is this really a priority? No, our priority, in my opinion, is to create economic opportunity to make New York more affordable, to keep New Yorkers safe. Those are our priorities. But we can still do a lot of things at the same time, or you shouldn't be here. So I think this is something that we could and should address. And I think it gets everybody's attention, particularly in the spring, because we're here. Mm-hmm. In the fall, we're not in session, in regular session. So what we need to do is kind of just encourage some of our colleagues. In fact, I had a great conversation with Senator Hoylman Sigal, and he actually said, yeah, let's look at it. You know, I never thought of that. And he actually, I think, supports daylight savings time. So I'm going to talk to his staff. Maybe we can see some movement this year. And again, it's to send a message to Washington that the states are anxious and ready, so the federal government needs to take action on this matter. Even if they reject it, at least we'll know they took some definitive action. But in the past year, the U.S. Senate did pass moving to daylight savings right. time under Senator Rubio's bill. The House of Representatives never took it up.
And I assume you're...
So we can do the stones here, right? Time is on our side, hopefully.
Not yet, but I guess maybe the long run of time is on our side. I assume you're agnostic about what version of a permanent daylight savings time bill gets through the Senate. Because like I mentioned, you know, you're in the minority now. I know in the past, James Skoufis, a Democrat in the majority, has carried this in the Senate. Would you care if his version got through as opposed to yours?
No, I just want to see us move the daylight savings time. The difference in the bills are some of the ways they created, like Atlantic time. This are the essence of this bill, which makes it pure,
okay.
is it just goes right to daylight savings time and say this is year-round time. And it tries to make it with a coalition, not only of the contiguous states, the Mid-Atlantic states, the New England states. We've spoken to provincial officials in Ontario and Quebec who have similar interests. So, yeah, any bill would be a good bill. But I think this bill really does what we need to do and what you're seeing, similar to what Senator Rubio has proposed in Washington. And if we have to pass it off, we'll pass it off too, whatever it needs in order to see it done. But this is really not a partisan issue.
Right. Well, finally, we've got about a minute to go, and I'm just curious. This is now, I think, your 16th or 17th year in the Senate. How are you enjoying things?
It gets frustrating. I like to be in the middle of things, but I think we're engaged and still have the energy, and it's an exciting place to be, and there's so many challenges and so many issues that are out there that we need to confront and should address. You know, some of the things that I would like to see government reform in a lot of different ways. But, yeah, I think it can be frustrating, but it's always exciting. And I look forward to continuing to serve and hopefully make a difference.
Do you feel like you've settled into the role of being what we could refer to as like the vocal minority? Or do you envision a future where you're part of the ruling majority again?
Yeah, I don't think you ever settle for being in a minority. So we're going to work and continue to express our point of view and to offer constructive alternatives to the policies that are now being presented, and then hopefully allow the people to judge. And I do believe that you're always going to work to try to be the person who is running the show, not just to be a part of the show. But in that process, I think we can be very productive, and also we serve an important role in trying to advance and articulate positions on a variety of issues that I think resonate with many New Yorkers.
Well, we've been speaking with State Senator Joe Griffo. He's a central New York Republican, and one of those issues he's pushing that resonates with a lot of New Yorkers is making daylight saving time permanent. Thank you so much for making the time, Joe.
David, it's a pleasure to be with you.
Support for Capital Pressroom provided by the William G. Pomeroy Foundation. Communities across the Empire State have stories to tell. A roadside marker funded by the William G. Pomeroy Foundation can help your town or city educate the public, encourage pride of place, and promote local tourism. More about the Pomeroy Foundation's New York State Historic Marker Grant Program for 501c3 organizations, nonprofit academic institutions, and local, state, and federal government entities at wgpfoundation.org.